South Sudan is a country that ordinarily should not be facing food shortages. Now, this is because there is enough arable land for people to grow their own food and possibly export surplus. However, as the numbers from humanitarian organizations indicate, more people are vulnerable and are in need of support. Now, some organizations are making efforts to help farmers improve their farming practices. For Africa, a local organization is assisting farmers through the Food Security and Livelihood Program. Now, in the studio, we have the program manager, Mulugeta Behanu, and also we have George Opio with us in the studio to help us have a conversation on this and on how their organization is helping local farmers. Mulugeta, good morning. Good to have you on the Mirai Breakfast Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good morning to you and to our listener. First of all, I would like to thank you for giving me this opportunity and also for my organization to reflect our view on the subject, which is on a very popular and respected channel.
Indeed.
As I said, my name is Mulugeta Behanu. I'm the FSL and Food Security Advisor.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Also, we have George Opio with us in the studio. George, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Mirai Breakfast Show.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much for welcoming us to Radio Mirai. As you mentioned, I'm called George Opio. I'm the Urban Safety Net Project Coordinator.
Great. Welcome, both of you. Now, South Sudan is struggling to attain food security, and there are organizations that are providing interventions. Yours is one of them. Can you help us understand the Food Security and Livelihood Program at For Africa? Let's begin with you.
Okay. True. Food insecurity is a serious problem in South Sudan. Annually, millions of people experience hunger as a result of conflict, economic shock, and climate hazard. At the beginning of this month, the UN IPC report was released, and it estimated between this December and March 2024, over 5.7 million people, or 46% of South Sudan population, are expected to face severe food insecurity. This is projected also to increase to 7.1 million between April and July. So, as you said, the food insecurity challenge in this country is huge and requires a concerted effort. As you mentioned, For Africa is one of the humanitarian actors trying to contribute its share to address this challenge in South Sudan. In this regard, our FSL program prioritizes interventions that save lives while improving the capacity of communities to produce their own food and build their resilience to future shocks. Hence, we focus on three areas. First, we try to ensure that households affected by conflict disaster have access to timely, adequate, and nutritious food that meets their basic need and save lives. Second, we support households to recover their food production and rebuild their livelihood back through providing productive assets such as seeds, fishing, and skill to revive agriculture production and their economic activity and help them to meet their food needs from own production. Of course, this also includes actions which also rehabilitate infrastructure. For instance, in locations like Bor and Twitch East, we have partnered with WP to rehabilitate over 200 kilometers long of flood dike that was affected by the worst flood in 2020 and 2021. And with this, we have enabled over 100,000 of people to go back to their own life because they have been displaced.
So you provide food, you provide as well
inputs, is productive inputs.
So they can produce their own food.
Yeah.
Yes, and in which places are you implementing these programs?
Okay, let me also add to that. In 2023, we have also another component that we also support, so that once they rebuild their livelihood, we also help them to build back better through promoting like climate smart agriculture techniques and approach, promoting sustainable natural resource management, as well as access to financial services and market. So in 2023, we supported over 700 individuals through our FSL program in 10 counties.
All right.
Including returnees and refugees from South Sudan crisis.
All right, we'll get back to you, Mr. Mulangate. Okay. George Opio, you're with us in the studio as well. And just go through where exactly, as your colleague Mulangate put it here, how many places have you gone through and where are you implementing these programs?
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Moderator. Just as my colleague Mulangate put it, this project is being implemented in 10 counties, which is spread over 5 states, mm-hmm. which includes Northern Baragazel states, Warap, Unity, Central Equatoria, and Jonglei state. Specifically, we are working in Awil Center and Awil South in Northern Baragazel, mm-hmm. Twitch, and Greater West in Warap state. Rope Corner and Guit in Unity State, Juba from Central Equatoria, and Bor, Twitch East, and Pibor in Jonglei.
All right. Now, we understand that people in Aululigt, where farmers have made a switch from cultivating sorghum to rice farming. What prompted that, Mr. Mulangate?
Yeah. Mulangate. Oh. Okay, thank you for that question. Awil is a boma located close to Awil Town in Awil Center County. This area is low-lying and is often exposed to flooding whenever flood occurs. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, farmers in this area used to plant sorghum and used to produce good harvest in years before 2018. Mm-hmm. But between 2018 and 21, the trend changed. They started to face continuous failure of sorghum production, which is their stable crop, due to flooding. In 2020, we sat together with them to discuss on the need to change their production schedule, given the incidence, the increasing incidence of flooding as a result of climate change. Mm-hmm. They also felt the same, that they need to change their cropping pattern. The climate is getting unpredictable, and they cannot continue failing year after year. So this is the one which prompted them to switch to cultivating sorghum instead of rice.
And was that a good switch? Was that a good decision that they made? Have there been any benefits from that?
Yeah, it was a good switch. They have been able to produce better in 2022 after shifting to rice production.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, and how did you help them to make this change?
Yeah, by the way, rice is not a new crop to farmers in Awulich, as they live close to the famous rice scheme, which started during the British colonial time. Hence, it didn't take us too much time to convince them to switch to rice. Our support focused on filling their gaps, which was access to seeds and some skill training on production techniques. By the way, this project was supported by WP, FAO under the Bridge 2 program, which was funded by UK government. Thank you.
Thank you. And now for farmers or other farmers who are across the country and who might be interested in taking these initiatives, what is involved in making this major cropping shift?
Yeah, okay, this is a very good question. The most important thing the farmers should do is to appreciate that the climate is changing and that the change is unpredictable. Mm-hmm. We don't know what the next season will be. It can be a normal season, a drought, or a flooding season. But there is something certain, that extreme weather conditions such as flooding and drought will be more frequent. Hence, in all of their actions and decisions, farmers should take into account these facts. It is always good to diversify their production by including some fed and some portion of stable crop, some portion of drought resilient crops such as cassava. Similarly, some few fed and of flood tolerant crops such as rice. As the saying goes, you don't put your eggs in one basket. If something happens, you will lose everything. Hence, by diversifying the crop production with different crop, they can tackle the impact of climate change.
So basically, farmers need to be a little flexible when it comes to, you know,
the production decision.
Absolutely. All right. Now, when you look at the experience you have had in Aulid, do you think this change can be initiated in other areas as well, or should be initiated in other areas?
Yes. Many parts of South Sudan are considered suitable for rice production, given the presence of huge swampy areas, even areas which get underflooded annually. For instance, for Africa, after having this experience, has been scaling up this rice production into Awil South, which is a neighboring county to Awil Center, as well as to Gogreal West. And even this year, we have tested it in Pibo, at a pilot level, and the result in all the question was very encouraging. The other reason that rice is also becoming a stable crop in South Sudan, and the demand is increasing. The country is importing significant rice products annually from other countries. We can support our farmers to take advantage of this market opportunity. They can be supported to meet their food needs as well as enhance their income from sale of surplus production. So definitely it can be scaled into other locations.
All right. Now, Mr. Opio, thank you once again for joining us. Now, let's look at the support that farmers need to make their farming suitable for not only subsistence farming, but also for profits. What do they need to do?
Yeah, thank you very much. Yes, farmers need to understand that climate change is not only about extreme shocks, such as drought or flooding. There are also gradual happening that will affect their productivity, such as increase in heat stress, which kills soil's organism and lead to poor soil fertility. Such heat stress also increases evaporation and moisture stress and may also increase intensity of pest infestation. All this lead to poor crop productivity. Hence, farmers need to improve their skills in management, soil fertility, such as through mulching, moisture harvesting, and integrated pest management.
All right. Now, because of the time, and that's what we have, I'm just going to give you a chance to send your final remarks and messages right away. Let's begin with you, Mr. George. What would be your final remarks? What message could you like to send out there to farmers in less than a minute, in less than 30 seconds, please?
Yeah, thank you very much. Climate change is a reality and it is a fact, and we should be prepared. Farmers should be ready to adopt to any new approaches which is going to be incited to them.
All right. Thank you so much. And Mr. Mulugeta, your final remarks in less than 30 seconds, please.
Okay. Thank you for this important question. With climate change worsening, it is difficult to stop shocks such as flood and drought from happening. But what can be done is that it is important to work toward strengthening communities such as the farmers in Awulit so that they are better prepared to cope with the stress that is coming through from climate change.
All right.
For instance, this year, rainfall in part of that in South Sudan as a whole was below average.
All right. I'm afraid that's the time we have. We'll leave it like that. Thank you very much, Mr. Mulugeta and Mr. George Opio, for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.